Hello.
Hello. Hi, good morning. My name is Stanley, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private marketing research firm. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions and your answers will remain confidential. Are you or anyone in your household a reporter or an appointed elected official or active in any political campaigns?
No.
Thank you. And thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for president, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislator, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? Are you going to definitely vote? Very likely to vote?
Definitely.
Thank you. And just I'll mention a couple of brackets, and you can tell me yes to which one you fall into. What is your age? 18 through 35, 36 through 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
Over 65.
Thank you. Appreciate that. And moving on, generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gone off the wrong track? Thank you.
Right direction.
Appreciate it. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on the ballot this November. Please indicate how you would vote on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Mileage. On the ballot reads, shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil, which is 0.65 cents per 1,000 of taxable value, for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county. This mileage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote
yes.
No against? Thank you.
Yes.
Would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Definitely.
Thank you. And since the ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked about this proposal in a simpler way. The proposal would dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It would be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes.
Okay. And that's a definitely or probably?
Yes, definitely.
Thank you. Now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes.
Okay, definitely, probably.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you. As mentioned, this proposal will raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails for Grand Traverse County. It would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closer to your opinion? I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. The next option would be, I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. The next one would be, I am fine with this current proposal, which would raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. And the last one would be, I oppose this proposal, regardless of how much.
I'm fine with it. The third one.
The third one. So the $90?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? These are the choices. Protecting water quality and water supply. The next one would be holding the line of property taxes and reducing government spending. Improving local roads and infrastructure, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat. Making housing more affordable. Improving public education and local schools. dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, reducing traffic and congestion, controlling growth and development, fighting crime and drugs, and improving public safety?
Well, first of all of the above.
Right, but, right, of course.
Water quality, let's pick that
water
up.
Quality, okay. Right, of course, it's everything's important, of course, I understand, and yeah, most people feel the same way. It's hard to pick, but yeah, thanks for that. You will now be given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have favorable or unfavorable opinions of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. Your city or township government.
Favorable.
Favorable? Somewhat or very favorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as the TART, T-A-R-T, Trails.
Favorable, very favorable.
Mm-hmm. And Grand Traverse County Government.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Thank you. And do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, or too slow, or about right?
Well, I guess I'd say about right.
About right. Okay, thank you. And if approved by voters, this proposal would authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
Trust.
Definitely. Probably.
Definitely.
Definitely. Thank you. Sounds like a beautiful place out there. There are a number of ways that the money could be spent. For this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, in Grand Traverse County, please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend money. So this will be the first one, and the choices are strongly approve, strongly disapprove, and then we have a somewhat for both of them. To improve connectivity, thank you. To improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplace, shops, and parks.
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve, thank you. And then we have to promote health and wellness.
Definitely approve.
Okay, so it's strongly approved. Thank you. To maintain existing trails.
Strongly approved.
Thank you. To protect open spaces for residential and commercial development.
Somewhat approved.
Okay. And to increase non-motorized transportation options.
Strongly approved.
Okay. And to provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling.
Strongly approved.
Thank you. To plan and construct new trails.
Strongly approve.
To promote recreational opportunities.
Strongly approve.
Thank you. To increase accessibility to neutral areas and open spaces.
Somewhat approve.
Okay. To promote local economic development.
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. And then, now, if forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? Constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplace, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County, or the next option would be ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained.
I don't know. They all ran together to me. Maybe the mm-hmm. second one.
Ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse
yeah.
County is well maintained. Thank you.
Yeah.
And you will now be given a few statements about this proposal to maintain.
How much longer? Because I need to leave.
Okay. Okay. I understand. We're halfway through.
I need to step out. It's too long.
Okay. Can I call you back maybe later on today or something?
Try. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Well, I appreciate your time, ma'am. I know it's you're busy. Thank you. I'll try calling you back later. Have a good day.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.